Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Our red blood cells are doing an amazing job getting oxygen to every part of our body. In some people, though, the red blood cells are not the nice, smooth, round disks that slide easily through the blood vessels.
Instead, they're crescent or sickle-shaped and block tiny capillaries, causing pain, stroke, organ damage, and eventually death. This is known as sickle cell disease.
What's interesting is the cells don't misshape in a developing fetus carrying the gene that causes the disease. It's months after delivery that the infants begin making deformed red blood cells. But in a new study, researchers were able to get diseased adult mice to once again switch on their ability to produce the healthy red blood cells they made as fetuses.
This switch is a gene called BCL11A, and it affects the body's production of fetal hemoglobin. Healthy red blood cells are filled with hemoglobin, an iron-rich protein that carries oxygen from the lungs to the rest of the body.
However, with sickle cell disease, the hemoglobin forms long rods stretching the cell into a crescent shape. This mutated hemoglobin doesn't actually appear in infants until they are 3 to 6 months old, because up until then, their body is making fetal hemoglobin, which cannot cause sickling.
BCL11A is what's responsible for switching from this fetal type to adult hemoglobin, which is mutated in people with sickle cell disease. When researchers blocked the gene in diseased mice, the rodents began producing fetal hemoglobin again.
Remarkably, the red blood cells were not sickling, and soon after, their symptoms improved. Though this is a major discovery, the method cannot be tried on humans for years, because it's unlikely BCL11A's only function is as a switch for the production of fetal hemoglobin.
With more research, hopefully this therapy will be available to the 3 to 5 million people suffering from sickle cell disease worldwide.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.